These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? I hope so. Let's meet them.
I'm Lucille. I'm 62, an antiques dealer from Surrey.
I'm Nicola, 35, a taxi driver from Manchester.
I'm Rachel. I'm 46. I'm a medical claims assessor from Lytham St Anne's.
I'm Jack. I'm 28, a theatre technician from Berkshire.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Lucille. Welcome to the show, Lucille. Antiques dealer.
Yes.
How long have you
been
doing
that? About 25 years.
Excellent stuff. What are you doing to relax?
I love to quiz. I'm on a quiz team. I love to go to concerts. I love dancing.
Right. Who's your favourite person you like to see in concert?
I like will.i.am, Justin Timberlake.
Will.i.am?
Yeah.
Is this a wind-up?
No, I do like him.
Ah, OK, fair enough.
I'm down there with the...
doodahs.
Yeah.
And there's no better way to be down there with the doodahs. If you want some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, my car's a bit of a rust bucket, so I wouldn't mind upgrading it.
Do you know what, Lucille? I could see you in one of those classic 1980s Mercedes sports convertibles.
I'd rather have a new Mercedes sports convertible, really.
All right, love.
I'm quite expensive to run.
Do you have expensive taste?
Yeah.
Are you married?
I am, yes.
To whom?
Jeff.
Jeff, good luck, mate. All right, Lucille, let's get you this car. Quick fire questions against the clock. This is the cash build around. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Good luck. Your time starts now. What is the first animal mentioned in the nursery rhyme Hey Diddle Diddle?
The cat.
Correct. Marco Polo is most associated with travels on what continent?
Asia.
Correct. Which scientist appeared with David Walliams in a 2015 comic relief sketch?
Pass.
Stephen Hawking. Which of the Kennedy brothers was a Massachusetts senator for 47 years?
Edward.
Correct. The Whole 10 Yards was the sequel to what Bruce Willis film?
Pass.
The Whole 9 Yards. Ancient Egyptian god of the Nile, Sobek, had the head of what animal?
A cat.
Crocodile. In 1799, what Irish company decided to concentrate on making dark stout beer?
Guinness.
Correct. Party Girl was a 2010 hit single for what four-piece UK band?
Pass.
McFly. What name is given to a line that sits at right angles to another line?
En passant.
Perpendicular. Which dame of the British... No time to get there for you, Lucille, but £4,000. Happy?
Yeah, I am. Very.
Are you a gambling girl?
Can be.
Hurrah. Time to face the chaser, but who will you be up against today? Could it be the Dark Destroyer? Even the CIA couldn't make him talk. You could be playing the Cineman. He's got so many letters after his name, you could play Scrabble. Or no, could you be playing the Governess? If you hurt yourself, she can kiss it worse. Perhaps it's the Beast. At bath time, he plays with real submarines. Or maybe it's Jenny the Vixen Ryan. So hot, she gets wolf-whistled by firemen. Who do you want to take on?
Mark.
Really? Let's find out who it is. Time to bring on the chaser. No, not Mark at all. Different beast of a different kind. It's the legal eagle. The mastermind champion is the Dark Destroyer, Sean Wallace.
Lucille, the antiques dealer.
Yes, Sean.
This isn't an auction. We're about to get hammered.
Maybe not.
Right, now then, let's put some money on the table. 3 steps ahead of the chaser. £4,000. You can change your starting position now if you wish. And if you want to do so and take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you
£400.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you
£24,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Jack.
I think the £400's a little bit of an insult at this stage. So you did really well there. You were really confident. So stick with the £4, I'd say.
Rachel.
You did really well, Lucille. A grand each, that's great. Bring it back.
Nicola.
Yeah, I think you've done well. You was confident. Go for the £4,000.
OK,
thank you very much. £400, £4,000, £24,000. What'll it be?
Well, it's a lovely offer, but I think I'm going to stick with the £4,000.
Indeed. Chaser?
Let's do this, Bradley.
Right, OK. Lucille, for £4,000, the chase is on. I wish you well. Here comes your first question. Which of these actresses was born first? A, Joan Collins, B, Michelle Collins, C, Pauline Collins. You have put Joan Collins, without a doubt. She should be in your shop.
She should.
Correct answer is... Well played, Joan Collins it is. Chaser has put... Goes right with Joan Collins. Born just after the Boer War, wasn't it?
That's not very nice, Bradley.
Hey?
She was born in the 1930s. I can't remember which year, but sometime in the 1930s.
All right, settle down. I'm only having a laugh. Here's the next question. What is the nickname of England rugby player Billy 12 Trees? A, 13, B, 36, C, 99. You've put 99.
I didn't have a clue on that one.
12 Trees.
I still haven't got it.
12. Correct answer is? It's 36.
Oh.
12 trees is 36.
Do people aren't?
No need for that, love. Stay where you are. Chaser has put. I know who you're calling the dippy blonde now.
The penny only dropped when you said that, actually. 12, 3 to 36, of course.
My life is over, folks. Here's your next question. Which classic literary character narrates part of the Jean Rhys novel Wide Sargasso Sea? A, Mr. Darcy, B, Heathcliff, C, Mr. Rochester. You've put Mr. Rochester.
Well, it seemed the most logical of those three, but I didn't actually know the answer.
Me neither. Can't be the other two. They're in other books, aren't they? Mr. Darcy's Pride and Doodah. Heathcliff is Wuthering, whatchamacallit. Mr. Rochester is... Is it? Correct answer is... Step close to home. Mr. Rochester's right. Chaser's put. Goes right with Mr. Rochester also.
It was published in 1966, that book.
Don't get it. Why is he doing that if he was in the other book by another novelist? That's nicking a character, that is.
I suppose it is.
Here's the next question. The Veenhoff double-faced push-button clock is commonly used to time what board game? A, chess, B, Scrabble, C, Monopoly. You've put chess.
I didn't have a clue on this one.
How often do you see a clock in Scrabble or Monopoly?
Well, that's kind of why I went for it.
Yeah. Correct answer is... It is chess. Well done. Step close to home. Chase has put... Goes right also with chess. Chase is three behind. We're two from home. Here's next question. In 2002, to avoid confusion with another breed, the British Angora cat had its name changed to what? A, Golden Persian, B, Oriental Longhair, C, Tonkinese. You've put Oriental Longhair. Do you like cats?
I'm a dog person, really.
Correct answer is? Well played. That was lucky. Step close to home. Oriental Longhair is right. Chaser has put. Goes wrong with Golden Persian. Game opens up with forehead with one to go. Here's your next question. Which of these countries has a tricolour for its flag? A, Denmark. B, Greece. C, Ireland. You've put...
Denmark. I actually didn't know this one. Flags is my worst subject. If Italy had come up, I'd have been all right.
But it didn't.
I know.
To go through with $4,000, correct answer is... Ireland. Denmark,
heard.
I think, is a white cross and a red background. You're staying where you are. Chase has put... Goes right with Ireland.
Quite right with Denmark, and according to the Guinness Book of Records, it's the oldest flag in the world.
Oh, thank you. Here's the next question. Which of these Hollywood-made sitcoms was set closest to Los Angeles? A, Cheers, B, Frasier, C, Seinfeld. You've put Seinfeld.
I think I know this one.
Do you?
I think so.
Where was Seinfeld set?
No, can't remember.
Correct answer is to go through with four grand. San Francisco. Correct answer is? It's Frasier. Staying where you are, Chaser has put. Goes right with Frasier. Seinfeld, New York?
New York.
New York, the other side of the country. Here's your next question. What Italian dessert is made from whisked egg yolks, sugar and wine? A. Zabaglione, B. Zucotto, or C. Zuppa Inglese?
I know this one.
Do you?
Yep.
You've put Zabaglione. How do you know this?
To live in Italy.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's why you'd known about the Italian flag.
Yes.
To go through with four grand, correct answer is? Well played, very good. Chaser.
See you in the final chase.
Yeah, see you in the final chase, Lucille. Lovely, great. Well done, darling. There you are. Brilliant. All right, first player up and first player through. And four grand, it's a nice start.
Thank you.
Next to face the chaser, however, it is Nicola. Welcome, Nicola.
Hi, Bradley.
From Manchester.
Yep.
You're a taxi driver.
I am, yeah. Doing it for about 8-9 years now.
Good for you, mate. What do you get up to in your spare time?
I like to do motorbiking with my brother, Stephen. I've done it since I was about 4 years old now, off-roading.
Is that relaxing?
Oh, yeah, get out, wind in the hair. Can't beat it.
No, no. All right, fair enough. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd get myself a little camper van.
Would you?
Me and my two little dogs, off we'd go.
What sort of dogs you got?
I've got two Staffordshire Bull Terriers, Tilly and Buster.
Good, they're lovely. They're great with kids and everything, aren't they?
Spoiled rotten, man. They've got their own bedroom.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Nicola, I wish you luck. Let's get your camper van.
OK.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Your time starts now. The film Braveheart was mainly set in what country of the UK?
Scotland.
Correct. In legend, which Danish king proved that he couldn't command the sea?
King Lear.
Canute. The French cheese Port Salut is traditionally sold with what colour rind?
Red.
Orange. What title is shared by a Paul Hardcastle hit single and a hit album by Adele?
21.
19. In 1875, the Viceroy of Egypt sold his shares in what canal?
Suez.
Correct. Which American romantic novelist wrote the book The Prodigal Son?
Pass.
Daniel Steele. The quantity of wool shorn from a sheep at one time is called what?
Yarn.
Fleece. Which British athlete broke the world 2-mile indoor record in 2015?
Mo Farah.
Correct. What Ford car was named after an Italian town that hosted the Winter Olympics?
Capri.
Cortina. Bad luck, Nicola, though.
Oh.
You're a good player. £3,000. But you're a better player than that.
Oh, cheers, Bradley.
Ready?
Yep.
More to the point, you're a gambling girl.
Not really.
No?
No.
All right, let's see what the offers are.
OK.
Time to face the chaser.
OK.
Hello, Nicola.
Hello, Sean.
So you're a taxi driver, are you?
I am.
Good, you can drive yourself home then.
Well, you say that, we'll put some money on the table. A step closer to home, we'll see you get an offer of...
You're better than this, £300.
Yeah, that's for sure. But a step closer to the chaser, we'll get you an offer of...
£33,000.
Have a chat with your team. Jack.
Do whatever you feel comfortable with. If you want to take that lower offer, do it. It's more important you get back here and we get that extra step.
Rachel.
You can certainly bring home £3,000. He's not on form today. Go for it.
Yeah. Lucille.
I think you could do the three. I think you'd do it really easily. Mm. You did really well there.
Absolutely. 300, £3,000, £33,000.
Play it safe, Bradley, please. £3,000.
Yep, £3,000 is. I think that's a good choice, Chaser.
Try and get
right. Let's see if he do this.
Yep. Nicola, for £3,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which of these is not an instrument used for examining the ear? A, an oroscope, B, an ophthalmoscope, or C, an otoscope? You've put ophthalmoscope. That's like eye, isn't it? Or I got that wrong. An ophthalmic...
Just a guess, Bradley, to What's be honest. It? I yeah, but... got a clue with that one.
Yeah, but you've heard of an ophthalmic optician. Yes. Correct answer is... Step closer home. Chase has put... Yeah, OK.
Yeah, you're spot on.
An ophthalmic optician, is that what it is, yeah?
Yep.
Good. Well played. Here's your next question. $1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool? $1 billion is a line said by Justin Timberlake in what film? A, Bad Teacher. B, Friends with Benefits. C, The Social Network. You've put a Social Network. What do you think?
I reckon so.
Have you seen the film?
No, not really into the films.
Are you not? What made you put this then?
Just because the guy who invented Facebook was like, made his millions, so.
Yeah.
Don't know. That's where I'm going with it.
Correct answer is. Well played. Step closer home. Chase has put.
Yeah. He played Sean Parker. David Fincher directed that film, by
the way. Who did?
David Fincher.
Great film. Here's your next question. In Greek mythology, which goddess was the mother of Phobos and Deimos? A, Aphrodite. B, Demeter. C, Hestia. You've put Aphrodite.
Not really. Michael Petit Bradler.
Correct answer is?
We'll be all right, we'll be all right.
Oh, back of the net. Step close to home. Well done. Chase has put. Goes wrong with Demeter. Gain opens up again with two from home. He's four behind. Someone's going to have to go for it today. We're catching him out. Here's your next question. Which of these bands is actually from the place they are named after? A, Arctic Monkeys. B, New York Dolls. C, Texas. You've put Texas.
Think.
Correct answer is?
Not Arctic Monkeys, is it?
No, because there's no such thing as monkeys in the Arctic. New York Dolls. Doesn't Texas have the Scottish singer?
Oh, gosh.
Charlene Spiteri. Yes. Chance to make up now. You'll get this. And does.
David Johansson's the lead singer.
Right, thank you. Chase has moved to three behind and we're two from home. Here's a question. What is a recidivist? A, habitual criminal. B, technology hater. Or C, balding man. You've put balding man.
You see, don't you?
Yeah. Correct answer is habitual criminal. Staying where you are. Chaser has put. He'll get this. Don't forget, he's the barrister.
The baldy, you know.
Let's do this next question, Bradley.
Well played, going rattled up. Okay, here's your next question. Roberto Benigni won a Best Actor Oscar playing Guido Orefici in what film? A, Cinema Paradiso. B, Il Postino. Or C, La Vita è Bella. You've put Cinema Paradiso.
Not my film.
Film's not your thing, no. Especially these. Correct answer is La Vita è Bella. Staying where you are, Chaser has put. He should get this, and does. Move to one behind.
Life is beautiful.
Yeah, life is beautiful. Great, great film. Okay, here we go. Two from home. Chaser's one behind. Here's your question. Good luck. Pliny the Younger wrote the only surviving eyewitness account of which volcanic eruption? A, Krakatoa, B, Mount St. Helens, or C, Vesuvius. You've put Krakatoa.
Don't know what I've heard of, Bradley, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
This has got to be right for us to stay in the game. He will know this.
Oh, we know,
yeah. You think you are? Correct answer is Vesuvius. All right, staying where you are. All right, here we go. Good luck. Chaser has put. Cruel twist that for us.
79 AD it happened, and his uncle Pliny the Elder actually died in that eruption.
Right. Ouch and double ouch. Done yourself a favour there.
Certainly have.
Yeah, Nick, I'm sorry to lose you, darling. But there
it's my own fault for calling him a baldy, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I suppose so. Do me a favour, give my love to Manchester, but you have been caught, and for you, Nicola, the chase is over. Lovely to see you.
Cheers, Bradley.
Yeah, cheers, Nicola, thank you. Yeah, nice confident player as well.
She certainly was, but the next player looks even more confident and she's the one I'm gunning for now.
We shall see. All right, only £4,000 in the prize fund, one player through and one player out. Rachel is up after the break. Can she add to that £4,000? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Next to face the chaser, it's Rachel. Welcome to the show, Rachel.
Bradley.
From Lytham St Anne's.
Yes.
What a fantastic place that is, by the way.
It's gorgeous, yeah.
All right, what do you do for a living?
I'm a medical claims assessor for an insurance company.
You're one of these, are you? Have you been injured at work? See, Rachel. okay, what do you do to relax?
I bake and decorate cakes.
Do you do these fancy ones that are like, if I say I want a grand piano and a cake, you'll make it?
I'll have a good go, but I'm literally starting out. I've just done a six-month course, so I can now ice a cake and make a few things. I've made a camper van, three-tiered wedding cake, handbag, you know, that kind of stuff.
Good. And if you want some money today, what would you do with it?
I need to improve, so I'd invest in some more courses for cake decorating.
OK.
Yep.
Let's get you improved in the cake decorating department. I wish you well. The time starts now. Traditionally, what root vegetable is left out for Santa's reindeer?
Carrot.
Correct. The moon and what other celestial body are the main course of tides on Earth?
Sun.
Correct. Geraldine Kennedy was the married name of which sitcom title character?
Pass.
Vicar of Dibley. What part of a rhino is removed by conservationists to discourage poaching?
Horn.
Correct. What colour-related term is used for someone who forges objects of iron?
Blacksmith.
Correct. In 2015, which West Indies cricketer hit the first double century in World Cup history?
Pass.
Chris Gayle. Which actress starred in the films The Runaway Bride and My Best Friend's Wedding?
Julia Roberts.
Correct. What chain of supermarkets traces its origins to the Rochdale Pioneers?
Sainsbury's?
Co-op. Which group of brothers had the 1981 hit Can You Feel It?
Jackson.
The Jacksons, just in time. Well played, Rachel. £6,000. Happy?
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, really good. Are you a gambling girl?
I think he might try and tempt me today.
Someone's got to go for it. He's not on his mettle. Are you ready?
OK, yeah.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Rachel.
Hello, Sean.
See, Bradley, I can spot a good player when I see one. So catching you would be the icing on my cake.
Let's put £6,000 on the table. There you are. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Rachel, Chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he'll offer you...
You wanted a high offer, you're going to get one. £53,000.
Have a chat with your team. Jack.
That's a very, very good offer. And I can see how it's very, very tempting. If you think you can get back with it, do it.
Mm. Lucille.
I think it's a fantastic offer, and if you want to do it, go for it. But 6,000 is great as well. I would bring the £6,000 back.
Thank you. OK, we have 1,000, 6,000, 53,000 pounds. What'll it be?
I am seriously tempted by 53.
Are you really?
Yeah. I think it only takes a couple of questions not to fall my way. I'll be really happy with 6, and I want to get back there.
6 it is?
6 it is.
OK, 6 it is, Chaser.
I had a bit of a let-off there.
Yep, absolutely. Rachel, for £6,000, the chase is on. Here's your question, good luck. Which of these authors was born in Scotland? A, F. Scott Fitzgerald. B, Paul Scott. C, Sir Walter Scott. You've put Paul Scott.
Bit of a guess.
Right. Correct answer is... It's Sir Walter Scott. Staying where you are, Chaser's put. Yeah, OK, he goes right with that, comes onto the table immediately. He would have been one behind us straight away. Chaser?
Paul Scott wrote The Raj Quartet.
Ah, right, thank
and you. And F. Scott Fitzgerald, obviously, The Great Gatsby, Tender as the Night. And Walter Scott's got a big, massive statue to him in Edinburgh.
Thank you. Here's the next question. Which orchestra backed singer Barry White? A, Live Undying Orchestra, B, Love Unlimited Orchestra, or C, Lose Underwear Orchestra? You've put Love Unlimited Orchestra.
Yeah, I'm hoping with that voice. Yeah. Love, it's got to be.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step closer home. Chaser's put. Goes right with Love Unlimited also.
Walrus of Love, they used to call it.
Yeah, Barry White.
Oh, that was it.
Now, sadly, one of the greatest of all time for me has died. Errol Brown of Hot Chocolate.
Yeah.
You're up. You're in. You've got to apply. I believe in miracles. Go on, son.
There you go. You sexy thing. Sexy thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it.
He's got it.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
He is. You're the man. Here we go. Here's your next question. Which Premier League team did not participate in the 1999-2000 FA Cup? A, Arsenal. B, Manchester United. C, Chelsea. You've put Chelsea.
Not really up on 99-2000 season.
Or football in general, I
bet. Or football in general.
Correct answer is Manchester United it was. Staying where you are, Chaser has put. Goes right with United.
Yeah, because they took part in the inaugural FIFA World Club Championship. And actually, in 2000, we won it. When I say we, I'm talking about Chelsea.
Chelsea, yeah. Chaser's one behind. We're four from home. Good job we didn't go for that 53.
Absolutely.
Here's your question. What type of galaxy is the Milky Way? A, elliptical. B, irregular. C, spiral. You've put elliptical.
Yeah.
Far, far away wasn't an option.
No, no. It is elliptical, isn't it? When you see it.
I hope so, yeah.
When you see it in pictures. Got to be right. Correct answer is... Spiral. I thought it was like shaped like that.
He won't know it.
No. OK. Staying where we are. He's not going to know it, says Rachel. Chaser has put. Oh, he nails it.
Well played.
I thought it was shaped like that. That must be like that.
It is like that. Spiral.
Well, it's disaster. Rachel, I'm sorry.
Me too.
Yeah, but hey, when you get cracking, send us one of your cakes.
Okay.
Please. Promise?
Will do.
Oh, thank you. However, I'm sorry to lose you. You have been caught in view. The chase is over. Thanks, Rachel. Cheers. You found your feet?
Not yet. Only when I knock out Jack.
We shall see. Only when I knock out Jack, says the chaser. Yes, Jack is up after the break, but there's only £4,000 in the prize fund. Will he add to it or will he take away? We'll see you in a minute. Welcome back. Last up, it is Jack. Welcome to the show, Jack.
Thank you, Bradley.
Now, you are a theatre technician.
Yep.
Whereabouts?
Maidenhead, Nordham Farm Centre for the Arts.
OK. What do you do to relax?
Not very relaxing, but I play a lot of Ultimate Frisbee.
Fair enough. Are you allowed to tackle?
Non-contact sport.
Has anyone ever been hit with the Frisbee and suffered an injury?
I've seen many a broken nose. I've dislocated my shoulder 9 times. I've put my tooth through my lip. I've seen many broken arms.
Which begs the question, how heavy is that Frisbee?
125 grams, I think.
What is that, the weight of a pie?
It's probably a little lighter than a pie.
Well, like a pancake?
Yeah.
Pizza?
We'll go with pizza. Pizza's good. Just like a pizza.
With what type of topping?
Whatever you want on it, Bradley.
I don't know, Lucy, all these kids. So, if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'm getting married in August, so I would love to take my fiancée, Alice, on a... awesome honeymoon to go to every single Disneyland in the world.
Good man. What a great honeymoon. Does she like Disney herself?
She loves it. We got engaged at Disneyland Paris.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, Jack, let's get you off to all the Disney parks on the planet. Should we do that?
Yeah.
I wish you luck, mate. Your time starts now. What currency replaced the Belgian franc in 1999?
The euro.
Correct. What spirit is produced at the Beaumont Distillery on the island of Isla?
Gin.
Whiskey. Empire State of Mind Part 2 was a solo hit for which female singer?
Alicia Keys.
Correct. Holography reproduces images in how many dimensions?
3.
Correct. Balmoral Castle was purchased in 1852 for which queen?
Queen Victoria.
Correct. Who was the first British woman to win the Nobel Literature Prize?
Pass.
Doris Lessing. A goal given that didn't cross the line is called a Wembley tour in what country?
France.
Germany. Which Broadchurch actor also starred in the American remake Grace Point?
Pass.
David Tennant. The Olive Trees is a 19th century work by which Dutch artist?
Klimt.
Vincent van Gogh. In hairstyling, the word gringe refers to a grown-out what?
Fringe.
Correct. $5,000, Jack.
Happy with that?
A Wembley tour. They've got to get over it. Anyway, there you are. Jack, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Time to face the chaser.
You're young, you're quick, you're the teammate that Lucien needs. That's why you've got to go, mate.
We'll see.
Let's put some money on the table. £5,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you.
£500.
Hey, good. That's a plus. If you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he'll offer you.
I want to make a hat-trick. Try this for size. £66,000.
Yeah. Have a chat with Lucille.
It's an amazing offer, but £5 would be great because it would really go towards a great honeymoon, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Nine's a nice number, I have to say, $4,500 each. However, £500, £5,000, £66,000. What do you think?
Lucille needs someone else. So yeah. Not the 66, I'm afraid.
Fair
I'll
enough.
Risk it. I think I'll stay for the 5,000.
Good, thank you. Five it is, Chaser.
Let's do this, Bradley.
Indeed. Jack, for £5,000, the chase is on. Good luck, mate. Here comes your first question. Which of these theatre celebrities was knighted most recently? A. Andrew Lloyd Webber. B. Cameron McIntosh. C. Tim Rice. You've put Tim Rice.
Is he even knighted?
Yeah,
he is
yeah. Yeah, good otherwise start. He wouldn't be up there. Yeah.
Andrew Lloyd Webber was a while ago. Cameron McIntosh, I presume, with the amount of theatres he owns, would have been a while ago as well. Tim Rice more recent, hopefully.
Correct answer is? Cameron McIntosh, down where you are. Chaser has put. Thing is, as well, though, Tim Rice and Lloyd Webber were partners, weren't
exactly.
they? Yeah, makes sense. Here's your next question. The maxillary sinus is located where in the body? A, behind the cheek. B, behind the heart. C, behind the kneecap. Leave that. You've put. Behind the cheek.
Nose, sinuses.
Yeah.
That's all I've got.
Correct answer is? I think you're right. And you are, well played. That'll do us. Step close to home. Chaser's put. Yeah, good.
Well, your maxilla is your jaw.
Ah, of course it is. Here's your next question. Which of these Latin American countries does not have a capital city with the same name? A, Mexico. B, Guatemala. C, Honduras. You've put Honduras.
Can't remember what it is, but Guatemala City and Mexico City, definitely capitals.
Correct answer is? Well played, Honduras it is. Step close to home, Chase has put. Goes right to Honduras.
Tegucigalpa.
Thank you. Remains the two behind. Here's your next question. From the French for unbleached, which shade describes linen before it is treated and coloured? A, écru. B, beige. C, taupe. You've put taupe.
Écru doesn't sound like much of a French word. Beige is kind of creamier than... I suppose it could be that then. I don't know.
Correct answer is... écru it is. Staying where you are, Chase has put. Here he comes. Goes right with their crew, moves to one behind with three from home.
Let's do this, Bradley.
Good job we didn't go for the 66 yep. grand. Ooh, now then, three from home. Got to get you home. Lucille needs a partner. Here we go. Good luck, Jack. Here's your question. Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room. Is a line from what Stanley Kubrick film? A, Spartacus. B, Dr. Strangelove. C, Full Metal Jacket. You've put Dr. Strangelove.
Yeah. Very funny scene.
Correct answer is step closer to home. Well done, Chaser has put. Yeah, it goes right with Strange Love. Stays with us. Here's the next question. In what decade did the UK last have a Liberal Prime Minister? A, 1900s, B, 1910s, C, 1920s. You've put 1920s.
Torn between 10s and 20s.
Yeah.
Asquith. Isabel.
Good. Correct answer is... Well played. Step close to home. One away. Chaser's put. Go on, Jack. Keep going, mate. Goes wrong with the 10s. Oh, who did you think it was?
I thought it was Asquith, because he was the last Liberal Prime Minister from 1908 to 1916. Then you had David Lloyd George. I suppose he was, yeah, he was coalition, yeah.
Oh, great answer. No matter how we got there, two chances of getting out with £5,000. Here we go. Here's your next question. Which of these athletes was runner-up for BBC Sports Personality of the Year 2 years running in the 1990s? A, Denise Lewis. B, Fatima Whitbread. C, Sally Gunnell. You've put Sally Gunnell.
Well, they're all... I don't know. It was a guess.
You've put Sally Gunnell to go through to the final chase alongside Lucille. The correct answer is... Well played. Very good. Excellent. Slip. Yeah. Right. Two players in the final. Jack. Well played, mate.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Well done, you, alongside Lucille now. Very, very good indeed. Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, that question sort of...
changed the game.
It did change the game.
Couldn't have caught him.
I couldn't have caught him, but if I'd have thought about it, Lloyd George went to 1921.
Yeah.
And he was Liberal, but I was thinking about him being in the coalition as opposed to being a natural Liberal Prime Minister. Yeah.
So that's a bit tricky, but nonetheless, Jack is through. Two players are in the final, Jack and Lucille. Total prize fund is £9,000. That's £4,500 each. Is Jack going to Disney all over the world? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Jack and Lucille have made it through to the final chase. There's £9,000 in the prize fund. That is £4,500 each. During the break, Jack and Lucille had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and you have selected set
B.
That, of course, means set A goes to our chaser, Sean Wallace. Two of you have made it through to the final. That means you get a two-step head start on the chaser, and there it is. These questions will come at you much quicker than the cash build around. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I wish you luck. Your time starts now. Mr. Happy was the third title in what children's book series?
Jack. Mr. Men.
Correct. Carnelian is a shade of what primary colour?
Lucille.
Red.
Correct. Which organs become strained if you have asthenopia?
Jack.
Lungs.
Eyes. Zoe Saldana played the green-skinned Gamora in what film?
Jack.
Batman.
Guardians of the Galaxy. White-winged is a species of what blood-drinking bat?
Lucille.
Fruit bat.
Vampire bat. What American Ivy League university was founded in 1636?
Jack.
Harvard.
Correct. Cape Verde Peninsula is on what continent?
Jack.
Africa.
Correct. Which Jamaican released the 80s album Nightclubbing?
Jack.
Bob Marley.
Grace Jones. In the US justice system, what does DA stand for?
Lucille.
District Attorney.
Correct. Queen Maxima is married to the king of what country?
Jack.
Spain.
Netherlands. The Brill Bend is a technique in what athletics event?
Jack.
High jump.
Correct. What character did Matt LeBlanc play in Friends?
Jack.
Joey.
Correct. Maris Bard and Yukon Gold are varieties of what vegetable?
Lucille.
Potato.
Correct. Flower de luce is another name for what emblem?
Lucille.
Fleur de lis.
Correct. Ghosts is a 19th century play by which Norwegian?
Lucille.
Henrik Ibsen.
Correct. What piece of furniture can be single, bunk or camp?
Jack.
Bed.
Correct. Who did Chris Pine play in the film Star Trek?
Jack.
Jean-Luc Picard.
James Kirk. Which novelist survived the Staplehurst rail disaster of 1865?
Lucille.
Charles Dickens.
Correct. What New England state has the postal abbreviation VT?
Jack.
Vermont.
Correct. The play Uncle Vanya was first produced in what language?
Jack.
Russian.
Correct. Which of the four Gospels usually appears first in Bibles?
Jack.
Matthew.
Correct. Which duo wrote the song Paperback Writer?
Jack.
The Beatles.
Oh. No, Lennon and McCartney. Prometheus is the moon of what planet? The answer to that would have been Saturn. Two players, 17. It's very good, that.
We'll take that.
Yeah, good. A couple of pushbacks. I think we're in good shape.
Happy with that.
Time to bring back the chaser. I tell you what, 17's good and we hit the post on a couple as well.
Exactly, they play very well, but I've got a job to do.
Yeah, you have. Now, remember, if Sean Wallace, our chaser, gets a question wrong, and then Jack and Lucille get it right, they push our chaser back one step. And that could be the difference between going home with $4,500 each or going home with nothing. It is now time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. Florentia is the Latin name of what Italian city?
Florence.
Correct. Who did Felipe succeed as King of Spain in 2014?
King Juan Carlos I.
Correct. What beverage company owns two Formula One racing teams?
Red Bull.
Correct. Olivia de Havilland played Melanie Hamilton in what film?
Gone with the Wind.
Correct. The term hypothermia refers to an abnormally low what?
Temperature.
Correct. Who created the fictional land of Mordor?
Tolkien.
Correct. What breakfast food is a slang term for a prison sentence?
Porridge.
Correct. Numb Encore was a hit for Linkin Park of which rapper?
Pass.
Stop the clock.
This is your area of music. You told me.
Well, maybe not this one. Jay-Z.
That's what I thought as well. Possibly Jay-Z.
Or Snoop Dogg, something
no,
like
it's
that.
Not that. It was more...
You think it might be Jay-Z?
We'll go with Jay-Z.
We're going to try Jay-Z.
It's correct.
Yes.
Push the chaser back. 11 required. Here we go. Your time starts again now. The Swedish Valhund is a breed of what animal?
Dog.
Correct. Which ex-footballer co-hosts the TV show Ninja Warrior UK?
Chris Kamara.
Correct. The Brabazon is a course at which English golf centre?
Lytham St Andrews.
Stop the clock, that is wrong.
St Andrews or Wentworth would be my two choices, but what go with St Andrews.
St Andrews?
It's wrong. Correct answer is the Belfry. 9 to catch the team, 58 seconds remaining. Your time starts again now. Outlaw Billy the Kid lived during what century?
19th.
Correct. Primo Uomo is the male equivalent of what operatic title?
Prima Donna.
Correct. What ocean features in the name of Hong Kong's airline?
Pacific.
Correct. Sunny Days is the autobiography of which Indian cricketer?
Sunil Gavaskar.
Correct. The red stripes on a barber's pole symbolise what liquid?
Blood.
Correct. Tim Roth played which prince in the film Grace of Monaco?
Rainier.
Correct. Charles Martel was the grandfather of which Holy Roman Emperor?
Charlemagne.
Correct. The internet abbreviation GMTA stands for Great Minds what?
Think alike.
Correct. In the book of Genesis, who was Jacob's 11th son?
Joseph.
Correct. Two opportunities to push back, one executed, and that was an unbelievable answer of Jay-Z. Caught with 8 seconds remaining.
Close.
I've got to say, I thought he played well. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm happy with how we did.
Yeah, absolutely. However, I have to take away the £9,000 and tell you that Jack and Lucille, you have been caught.
Thank you.
For you, the chase is finally over. That was a good match.
That's a very good match. They dovetailed very well. They gave me a lot of pressure. Jack, you played very, very well. Lucille, at the end of the day, it's just another day at the office.
Just another day at the office. Although, only 8 seconds to spare. What about that? If you think you could take money from a chaser, come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye.
Potato.
Could you outrun a chaser?
The new Chase quiz book containing 2,000 questions from the show is out now and available from bookshops.